Rodney Crowell, and I've got a brand new rag. Now, I want to remind you about the address to write to in Ireland. It's the Minister of Communications, Dublin 2 in Ireland. Write her a nice letter and tell her that how much you value Radio Fax and request a license for us.
Hello, it's Mike Tamworth here from Tring in Hertfordshire. I'd just like to say I've been listening to Radio Fax for about a year now, and I think that it's a great shame that you've got to go off the air. It seems as if anything that's enjoyable has to be put off the air by governments, doesn't it? I've particularly enjoyed Sparks and Radio Days, but all the programmes really. Just one idea, would it be possible for you to broadcast for a couple of hours a day via satellite? Maybe if you could get some airtime and the right sponsor, it could pay for itself. Anyway, good luck for whatever you decide in the future. Bye for now.
Hello, Radio Fax. This is Paul Wood, Chessington in Surrey here. Just ringing up and saying, very sad to see you go. This takes me back to the 60s, to the offshore stations, when the same thing happened there. No support, great programs, and they were forced off the air. Same thing has happened to Radio Fax. One of the programs I like most of all is the Sparks program, all the offshore bits and news. I hope it's not too long before you come back again. It's very sad that you can come and listen to a station like yours, where there's no other station at the moment that puts out programs. When you be gone, it'd be very sad. Let's hope you're back soon. Bye for now. Keep up the good work.
Yes, hello Radio Fax. This is Joey here at Newport. Just saying very sorry to hear you're going to go off the air. We listen all the time, especially to the Sparks program, and also the Tommy Murphy Country and Western show on a Wednesday. We really enjoy it. Can I just give a plug here for a very low power station called Radio Tomato, which is on it's going. So wish you all the best, and we'll keep listening to the frequency all the time on 6205 and 3910. It's all well for now, and we've got it on at the moment.
Hi, this is Dave Burke from Broadstairs in Kent in the UK. I'm very sad that Radio Fax is closing down. It has brought a much-needed breath of fresh air to broadcasting, and I just hope that someone somewhere with influence will at last realize that a service of this kind is very much wanted. Best of luck to you all.
Some more comments here in the form of letters about Tommy Murphy's programme. Good to excellent, the reception, says John McGann, Eden Derry, County Offaly, in the Republic of Ireland. He enjoys the world of country, listens on a Yaesu FRG 7700 with 210 feet of long wire aerial and an FRT 7700 ATU. From Lyndhurst in Hampshire, Dave Hall writes, I've listened most days since April last year, and the radio he uses is a Pi four-valve household mains set of about 1947 vintage, with a tuned RF booster, which he made using an AF115 transistor. The aerial is just 20 feet of wire to the roof. He listened to the world of country, enjoyed that, and there's also an inverted L aerial that he's got 35 foot high and 120 foot long, but it's too capacitive for the 48 meter band, and so is used for other purposes. He's at home this particular morning because he works out of doors and they've been rained off. Enclosed is a copy of the letter I'm sending to Ireland. Is that okay? And yes, it certainly is okay. Thank you, Dave Hall. And his letter, part of it says, Radio Fax is a fascinatingly interesting station. Keeps us entertained with a rather better quality rock, also pop and country and western music than we'd otherwise find anywhere else. It provides technical information for us engineers as well, and would be a loss if it went. You may also find that if you close it, that it will encourage a lot of unprofessional stations onto the air. Thank you for doing your bit, writing to governments, Dave Hall. To Sweden, Roland Bertilsson in Malmö writes, he listens on 3910, enjoyed Tommy Murphy's World of Country, and he has a low HF225 with a 28-meter dipole antenna.
Dear Tommy Murphy, says Michael Dalkar from Vora in Finland.
enjoyed the programme and goes on, my receiver's an ICOM ICR71 communications receiver, 6 years old, and modified with a phase lock AM option, making reception more clear and stable. His antenna's 50 metres of copper wire, directed towards the west. I'm 25 years old, and I've been interested in DXing for 10 years. My other interests are table tennis, badminton and cross-country skiing during the winters. I also like to listen to music, real music, not today's awful synth and rap, but good old rock and roll and also blues-influenced music. Dr. Feelgood, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, John Mayall and so on. I have nothing against country music, however. I'm working at Pomexor here in Zora, which imports crisp bread from Sweden and cakes and rolls from Denmark. Vora is a commune with 3,900 inhabitants located on the west coast in the middle of Finland. 85% speak Swedish here as mother tongue, and so do I. The commune was founded in 1489, so it's a bit over 500 years old. And it's called the Kingdom of Rye because some 100 years ago, the farmers here used to raise the most rye in the whole of Finland. Today the situation is very different, but the nickname still survives. Barley is now the most common thing to be grown around there. Thank you, Mikael Dalkal in Finland. And Leif Malmström from Everod in Sweden. Also listens on 3910, also with an ICOM R71E, and he uses an ARA Dressler 1.25 metre long active antenna. And he says of World of Country, a very nice programme, I want to tune in again. Well, do your bit writing letters to governments and perhaps you'll be able to do that.
Hello, this is Sean Moises calling from Norwich. Been listening to Radio Fax for well over a year now. And terribly sorry to hear that you're going off the air. Please do stay on the air if you can. I don't think you'll ever get a shortwave licence. I think the BBC have a monopoly on that, and I think you might be barking up the wrong tree to try and get a licence. But anyway, enjoyed your programmes, but please do try and stay on the air. Bye-bye.
Hello, RadioFX. It's Dave Smith
calling from Pendrindod Wells in Powys. I've listened to RadioFX for almost a year now, and I've always found your programs to be informative and interesting, and certainly I, like many other people, regret the fact that you're going to be forced to close down. I hope that you are successful in getting an independent license. I'll certainly do my bit to help you do that. Incidentally, you may be interested to know that I even take my portable communications receiver to work and have a long while strung around the office so I can keep up to date with what's going on, and Radio Fax is one of the radio stations that I tune into on a regular basis. Good luck for the future. I hope it will not be too long before we hear you on the air again. And I, as I said, will be certainly writing to the Department of Communications and my local MP to press for independent shortwave licensing. So good luck for the future, and thanks for what you've done already. Goodbye.
Stephen Wedley writes from Longthorpe, Peterborough. Having recently returned from a month's holiday in Canada, I cannot say how disappointed I am to hear your broadcasts are to stop. I've been listening every day since May 91 and especially enjoy the Sparks programmes, which I will miss greatly. I received your station card and info sheet and now safely filed away. I now ask you to send me your T-shirt. I hope you decide to continue broadcasting, though I understand why you are closing. Maybe in the future I will hear you from a country that would be willing to offer you a license. If the Caroline ship was to ever go back out to sea, what would stop you broadcasting from this? Probably the Marine Offences Broadcasting Act, actually. Seeing as that you can't run this kind of station and all remain anonymous undercover people using pseudonyms, you can't exactly broadcast in a way that's illegal. He uses a Sony portable, and he listened to us in Toronto, managing to hear our signal with the portable set on 6205. Anyway, all the best for the future, and I hope everything will sort itself out eventually. Part of my mornings prior to work are going to be depressingly different. Well, thank you for that letter, Stephen Wedley, and everyone who's written to governments. Look out in our last few days for more than one programme each day.
You told the world Up in the charts right around the world, Billy Ray Cyrus and Achy Breaky Heart. On the World of Country on Radio Fax 3910-6205 and 12255. I'm Tommy Murphy, and this is Garth Brooks.
Last time I saw her, it was turning cold. But that was years ago. Last I heard, she had moved to Boulder. But where she's now, I don't know. But there's something about this time of year that spins my head around. Takes me back. If she'd ever done tonight. I lie here thinking, what's she doing now? 'Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart. Thank you.
That's a group called Poco. Hold on a moment. A group called Poco and Heart of the Night. And that came to you compliments of David Ince of Woolton House Stud, Woolton Hill, Newbury in the UK. Because I had a very nice letter from David, and I'll read some of it for you now. It said, "Dear Tommy, thank you for your postcard. The River Moy looks a really nice place to fish, being an angler myself. I've been listening to all of Radio Facts programs for only about a month now. Ironically, just having saved up over £100 to buy a new Roberts 808 shortwave radio. I was devastated to hear that the station is soon to close. Not since the mid-70s days of Radio Caroline have I enjoyed radio so much. Although I enjoy some country music, especially female singers like Reba McEntire and Nancy Griffith, I much prefer country rock. All the American West Coast bands such as Poco, Eagles, Jackson Brown, etc. The only other country music program I listen to, apart from Facts, is a regional FM station called Fox FM on 102.5 on Sundays, 2 till 4, when they transmit a very nice country program consisting of old stuff and a rundown of the American country charts. Last week they also included an interview with Dan Seals. I can't say I've ever been a fan of the Wally Whiten show on BBC Radio 2, or indeed anything put out by the BBC and other commercial stations. They only seem to cater for themselves and not what most people actually want to hear. There are people out here apart from the broad Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan fans. Yes, indeed there are. And he finishes with, "I enclose a tape of the sort of countryish music I would like to hear on your show at some stage in the future, if indeed there is a future for Radio Facts. I, for one, will never give up the fight for free radio. All the best, Dave." Well, let's hope that there is a future for Radio Facts, because I know that from all the letters that I've received, and I've only been with you for just about a year or so, that you really have enjoyed the country music program and the other programs also, because you've mentioned them all throughout the year. And I want to say now, thank you most sincerely to everybody who wrote to the program. And I'd better give you the official letter that we have all got from Radio Facts, and it reads as follows. "Radio Facts is to close down soon. The Department of Communications in Dublin has told us that Radio Facts is causing some embarrassment to the Republic. They now wish unlicensed activity to cease, and we believe the long-term interests of Radio Facts is best served by closing down. We have contemplated ignoring the request, but there is hope that independent shortwave licensing will be considered in the future. Unfortunately, we can think of no other place to go that would allow Radio Facts to continue to operate in a professional way. All of the 44 people involved in Radio Facts would like to thank you, our listeners, for the 3,000 letters of support for the project that you have sent us each year. If that number of letters were sent to members of Parliament in the UK, then perhaps independent shortwave radio would happen sooner rather than later. The other person that you might write a nice letter to, saying how you value what Radio Facts did and requesting a license for Radio Facts, is the Minister for Communications, Dublin 2, Ireland." That's the Minister for Communications, Dublin 2, Ireland. Our Radio Facts have a special telephone number where you can record your opinions and reactions. And the number in the UK is 0483-272888. That's 0483-272888. And indeed we have a now highly collectible Radio Facts t-shirt, which features an old-fashioned radio design and the slogan, "Britain's number two shortwave station." The cost is £9.99 sterling from Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. That's the Radio Facts t-shirt for £9.99 sterling. Well, as the notification said, we are closing down very soon, and in fact this will be the very last World of Country on Radio Facts for the time being. Hopefully we will be back with you in the future. Look, certainly look forward to that. And once again, thank you very much to David Ince for the music that you sent me. And I think we better have a second track from the CD, or I beg your pardon, the cassette which you sent me. And it comes from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and it's called Cosmic Cowboy.
Merry-go-rounds and burial grounds are all the same to me. Horses on posts and kids and ghosts are spirits we'd like to see. And steel guitar are just the same as Hollywood and them boogie-woogie bars. I'm gonna buy me a vest and I'll head out west, my woman and myself. And when we come to town, the people gather round and marvel at my little baby's health.
Band and a Cosmic Cowboy, which I played very specially for David Ince. Indeed, David supplied the cassette, and thank you very much indeed. There's a lovely selection of country rock on that particular cassette that he sent me a copy of, and even though I won't be able to use it on the World of Country on Radio Facts, because as I said to you a few moments ago, we are closing down really soon, I will be able to use it, however, on my other radio program. And unfortunately, you won't be able to receive it because it's from the Republic of Ireland and it's on FM only. So, anyhow, it's nice to know that all you people out there, or quite a lot of you, care so much about us. And indeed, over the last year, I've received so many records from artists who want to get themselves promoted, especially new artists, and this was an ideal place to do that. And CDs as well, and this CD which I received just the other day, from Tennessee, actually. And this one is called the Tennessee Star Tracks, and the title of it is Sizzling Summer Singles. Well, I don't know about you, but we didn't have much of a sizzling summer in the UK this year. However, we'll hear what it's like. Starting off with the first track, and it's from a singer called Alma, While You Were Out. That's the title of it, here on the World of Country.
me.
The Red Hot Burritos and a tune called You Don't Notice Me. And before that, a lovely song from Colin Ray called Love Me. You're listening to The World of Country. I'm Tommy Murphy. This is Radio Facts 3910 6205 and 12255. The World of Country is the number one country music show on shortwave radio across Europe and right around the world. Here's Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler together from the CD Neck and Neck and Poor Boy Blues.
I'm sorry.
Brooks and Dunn and Working on My Next Broken Heart. And before that, it was Patsy Cane and Without Your Love. You're listening to The World of Country.
Now another letter. This time it's from Paul McKenna of Nelson in Lancashire. And it says, Dear Tommy, thanks for the card. I got it on Saturday, August 15, in very good order. I always wondered what Ballina looked like.
Even though I have been to Ireland a few times, I have never been so far north in the Republic.
I must say I was pleased to hear an Irish voice on radio, one which isn't linked to RTE, that is.
And Paul goes on, tells me a lot about his connections with Ireland, and he said, I really appreciate the work you all do at Radio Facts,
because a lot of UK radio stations are all tarred with the same rubbishy brush.
Your country shows a lot better than the offerings from ILR and others here.
I like a lot of music, pop, soft rock, and now lots of country too. In fact, I appreciate most music except this rap, house, and other nightclub dance music drivel. I agree with you there, Paul. Once again, many thanks for your lovely card. Please keep up the good work you do on the World of Country on Facts. Long live Free Radio. Best wishes, Paul McKenna. And as I said, Paul comes from Nelson in Lancashire. That's where he lives, and he's dead at least. Comes from the Republic of Ireland, where our transmitters are, and unfortunately where they're going to disappear from very, very soon. This is especially for you, Paul. It's Steve Earle with the Irish group The Pogues and Johnny Come Lately.
I'm an American boy, come a long way. I was born and bred in the USA. Listen up close, I got something to say. Suppose I'm buying this ram. Well, it took a little while, but we're in this fight. Ain't going home till we're done what's right. Gonna drink Camden Town dry tonight if I have to spend my last time. When I first got to London, it was pouring down rain. Met a little girl in a steel canteen. Painted her name on the nose of my plane. Six more missions, I'm gone. Well, I asked if I could stay and I said that I might. Then a warden came around and I shut out the light. This made it out of the London light. We made love till dawn. Well, we Johnny come lately, come marching home. Chest full of medals and a GI loan. They were waiting at the station at a fancy home. Johnny comes marching home. Hey! My P-47 is a pretty good ship. Stood around coming across the panel of ship. I got my friends so far. Well, they can see me all over straight to hell. Never found me, but I'm an open door. Taking my way to my Monday. Thank you.
Dave Earle with the Irish band The Pogues and Johnny Come Lately, which I played especially for Paul McKenna of Nelson, Lancashire in England. And thank you once again, Paul, for your very nice letter and the nice things you had to say, especially about how the world of country music is better than anything that you hear on the local stations over there. So if there's anybody listening from any of the ILR stations in the UK and you want a country music program, well, Tommy is available from now on. You can contact me care of Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, GU67BG in England. I'm ready to talk to you. Now, some country music from an artist that you wouldn't really expect, and I was sort of shocked when I heard it. I'll play it for you, just see what you think about it. Coming up now.
Why did Mrs. Murphy
Murphy leave town. I haven't the faintest idea why she left town. And as I say, I was very surprised to get a recording of Louis doing some country music. Also on that cassette is things like Wolverton Mountain, Rambling Rose, Crazy Arms, Almost Persuaded. In fact, before the end of the program, we squeeze in another one from Louis because it's so unusual. You're listening to the world of country music. I'm Tommy Murphy. This is Jeannie Jeffers.
Sorry I had to leave, but I'll give you a call as soon as I get back, so leave me a message at the sound of the beep.
Sit down and cry, cry, cry when you run out of tape. I'll erase you from my mind. People call me, they have a telephone. Well, I've been there too many times. Too many nights waiting all alone. Wasted bottles of wine. Can't believe you made me out to be such a fool. Laying on my sympathy and bone. Thank you.
Jeffers. It's a track from the Tennessee Star Tracks Sizzling Summer Singles. Here's another one, John Dennis Smith. And the world of country on Radio Fax 3910-6205 12255.
One more line and I could write a story of the way I feel. See.
Just a memory, and that came from Kathy Corpy, that's K-O-R-P-I, and it's another track from the Tennessee Star Tracks CD, and an excellent CD it is indeed. Before that, you heard Lloyd Green and San Antonio Rose. You're listening to the World of Country Music on Radio Fax 3910-6205 and 12255. Our address is Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, GU6, 7BG in England. This is the World of Country, the number one country music show on shortwave radio across Europe and right around the world. I'm Tommy Murphy. Well, the program is coming to an end. The station is coming to an end very soon, but if you'd like to write to the World of Country, then I, even though I won't be able to answer your letters across the airwaves, I will be answer your letters by post and send them to me, Tommy Murphy, Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, GU6, 7BG in England. I'd love to hear from you. Here's Mary Shepin Carpenter down at the Twist and Shout.
Yeah. to the twist and shout. Honey, to the partner, an occasion be. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance hall, when I hear that bit, I wanna beg the Lord. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight.
Kevin Carpenter down at the Twist and Shout on the World of Country. This is Joe Eli, Fingernails.
I keep my fingernails long so they click when I play the piano.
Now, an announcement from the directors of Radio Fax. Radio Fax is to close down soon. The Department of Communications in Dublin has told us that Radio Fax is causing some embarrassment to the Republic. They now wish unlicensed activity to cease, and we believe the long-term interests of Radio Fax are best served by closing down. We have contemplated ignoring the request, but there is hope that independent shortwave licensing will be considered in the future. Unfortunately, we can't think of no other place to go to that would allow RadioFax to continue to operate in a professional way. All the 44 people involved in RadioFax would like to thank you, our listeners, for the 3,000 letters of support for the project that you have sent us each year. If that number of letters were sent to members of Parliament in the UK, then perhaps independent shortwave radio would happen sooner rather than later. The other person you might write a nice letter to, saying how you value what Radio Fax did and requesting a license, is the Minister for Communications, Dublin 2, Ireland. The Minister for Communications, Dublin 2, Ireland. Radio Fax have a special telephone number where you can record your opinions and reactions. The number in the UK is 0483272888. That's in the UK, 0483272888. And indeed, you might like to have a now highly collectible Radio Fax t-shirt, which features an old-fashioned radio design and the slogan, Britain's number 2 shortwave station.
costing just $9.99 sterling from Radiofax, The Forge, Cranley, GU6 7BG, England. That's the Radiofax t-shirt for just $9.99 sterling. Now a twin spin from K.D. Lang. We start with Big, Big Love.
Thank you.
B-sides of Katie Lang, first Big Big Love and then Crying, and that beautiful record with Roy Orbison. Katie Lang, a twin spin on the world of country here on Radio Facts.
No one takes a trip.